to the Blue Ridge 2 Meternet. Your net controller tonight is WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenville County. In the instant approach of amateur radio, this net is called nightly 9 p.m. to the W4NYK repeater. This also via echoing node. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater's elevation 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic announcements from bulletins from the net? Please call WG4MC or net control. We will now begin the roll call. Want to remind everyone this is a direct to net. Again, all stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check in proper alphabetical group. When you check in, please give your call sign. Phonetically is always appreciated. Name, location, and seniority to mail the net for the right chief portion. Before we start with the check-ins, let's start with the pre-check-in function of the repeater, starting with K4XMR, Mail Prosperity, W2AMD, Andrew, Sensibill, W4FCM, Fred, TR, his wife, Isla, N4IEI, then we got KO4ZEW, Ben, Sensibill, AA4GH, that's Gus in Florida, KC4W, Bill in Anderson, KN4UTF, that's Jonathan in Mobile, KE6KEN, that's Ken in Greenville, K4OSH, Mr. Pat in Sensibill, KV4RV, that's Ross in Taylor's, W4IOE, that's Sid in Fletcher, KB2BYQ, that's Dave in Easley. Appreciate everybody using the pre-checking function of the repeater. Alrighty, we don't have any echo link stations up, so we'll go to the RF station. Tonight being Thursday night, we start with Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Matt, and all on the net. I'll be negative, sir.
WG4MC, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QOG, this is Chris, Liberty, and I'll be negative in there. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Well, this is Kilo 4 Alpha, Charlie Juliet, K4ACJ, Chris, Mobile, and Gaffney. No traffic in and out.
This is the Blue Ridge Team Internet. I'd like to welcome N0DR. As we said hello, KO4QLG, that's Chris in Liberty. Appreciate stopping by. Then we got K4ACJ, that's Chris in Gaffney. Appreciate stopping by, Chris. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Get invited to check in with WG4MC.
Please check us in out of turn, please, sir. Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot, India, KG4PFI, name's Don. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec, KG4QLQ. We're in Piedmont, and we'll just be in and out.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome KG4PFI, that's Don, and his wife, Linda, KG4QLQ. They made their home in Piedmont. Don, please tell Linda we said hello. Hope you are doing well. All right, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the end of the alphabet, the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
MC. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane at home in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net.
K4MC. Check in Kilo Mike 4, Yankee Mike Victor. This is Kevin in Henry, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Check in. Thank you. Mike 4, Whiskey Hotel, November. Mark in Greer, and I'll hang out for a little bit of a rank too, I think.
Blue Ridge me tonight. Would like to welcome N4. Is that okay? That's Shane in Cleveland. Appreciate you talking about Shane. KM4YMV, that's Kevin and Endern. Appreciate you stopping by. Hope you and the family are doing well. Then we got KQ4WHN, that's Mark and Greer. Be back to you a little bit for some comments, Mark. All right, additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. There's Team Internet. We'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the top of the alphabet, the Alpha through Delta group, A through D. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Nextron.
WG4MC. Matt, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Wareshoals, and she'll also be negative and negative.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Thanks for calling that tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
There's Team Internet. I'd like to welcome KK4DMW. That's Rick. And he brings along KK4ONO, Miss Lorena. They're in Piedmont and via telephone relay, their daughter Michelle and Wareshoals, KM4MOQ. Rick, please tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Hope you are doing well. Then we got W4DJW. That's Dave, our net manager. Appreciate you stopping by, Dave. Hope you and the family are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha 3 for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Check in out of turn. Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima. KA5WLL, Leroy Taylor's negative and negative. Good evening.
WLL, that's Leroy and Taylor. Appreciate you stopping by, Leroy. Hope you're doing well. We've got an Echo Link station up, so Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
KN4RJN, that's Mr. John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Appreciate you stopping by, John. Be back with you in a little bit for some comments. Alright, WG4Z with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to Echo Through Hotel E through H. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
G4MC. Matt, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina, and I will be negative negative tonight, Matt. It's good to hear you.
Blue Ridge Team Internet, right welcome, KC4EZN, that's Harry up there in Kenner. Appreciate you stopping by, Harry. Good to hear you this evening. Hope you and the family are doing well. Additional stations, that goes through Hotel E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. Well, Harry, it looks like you've got that group all to yourself, so we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will be India through Lima. I through L, if you'd like to check in, call WG4MC.
4MC. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s now for each one of you.
4MC. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
4MC. Kilo, India. 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. And Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That's James out there in that mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Appreciate you stopping by, James. Hope you and the family are doing well. And he brings along KC4MFK, his wife Donna. They make their home in rear. Ready to tell Donna we say hello. Hope you are doing well. Then we got Andy up there in Table Rock, KI4LZI. Andy, sounding good on the HG this evening. Hope you and the family are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you would like to check in, call WG4MC. We'll see with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'll slide down the next alphabetical group, the very patient group for this Thursday evening edition. Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC.
4MC, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
4MC. KQ4MSB, Kilo Quebec 4, Mike Sierra Delta, David in Sandy Springs, South Carolina, negative and negative.
KO4PSB, that's Lloyd Instance, so appreciate you stopping by, Lloyd. KQ4MSB, that's David in Sandy Springs, appreciate you stopping by, David. Additional stations, Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC. It's the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Well, we've been through that alphabet once, folks, so now let's open up to the big group. The whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control.
MC. KC4SKD. Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta. My name's Larry. Please also check in KG4AHS Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra Ronda. We're both in Easley and check us in and out tonight, but I do have my brothers by telephone relay. November 9, Tango Echo Charlie, N9TEC Randall in Asheville, and Kilo Foxtrot 4 Golf Golf Foxtrot, KF4, GGF, Charlie, from Goose Creek. And I hope you and everybody else is having a good evening. And we'll check in the net later, part one of the other nights. But anyway, KC4SKD.
Yes, sir. Mr. Matt in the net, thanks for calling the net. Please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet, I'd like to welcome KC4SKD, that's Larry. And he brings along his wife, Rhonda, KG4AHS, they make their home in Easley. And via telephone relay, his brother Randall in Asheville, N9TEC. And then Charlie in Rouge Creek, KY4GGF. Appreciate you stopping by, Larry. Hope you, Miss Rhonda, and Randy, and Charlie are doing well. Then we got KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, and his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Appreciate you stopping in this evening, Gary. Please tell Joy we said hello. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. We're in the big group, the whole entire alphabet. If you would like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control.
KC4SKD.
Zero.
Mr. Charlie, I think you recognize him as KY4. It's actually KF4, GGF.
Larry, we'd like to welcome KF4GGF. That's Charlie and Bruce Creek. Sorry about that, Larry. Appreciate the correction. All right, additional check-ins. We're in the big group, the whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC.
sorry for the late check-in, but please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO 4 HKX. And I am mobile in Valley Hill, North Carolina, in between Hendersonville and my QTH, Penrose. Thank you for calling in, sir.
KO 4 HK X-ray, that's Patrick, mobile around in Valley Hill. Appreciate you stopping by, Patrick. Again, safe travels back to the QTH on this cold evening. All right, this is WG Form C, now checking the form for the net. With our thanks for everyone checking in all stations, we seem to secure may do so. We now begin the routine portion, and first on the stump this evening is KQ4WAZ.
KQ4WHN. Yeah, I just had a quick question. New to ham, just the last 60 days, and still trying to figure out a lot of things, but curious how, like, I stumbled into this one just because it was on a local repeater, but I do a fair amount of traveling around the country, and was curious if there was a central repository of networks and regular meeting times and things I might be able to take advantage of to find groups and nets as I go about my travels.
WHN, WG Form C. Well, Mark, welcome to the hobby. We appreciate it. It's a great hobby. Like you're saying, you know, you get to meet a lot of people, new people, all over the world. I'll be honest with you, man. I would just try Googling it, different nets. I know you can go to ARRL. It's also a good website, and they also have, I believe they have some information about nets. But yeah, I mean, I would just start Googling. I wish there was a particular website I could direct you to, but if anybody has like a website that would be good, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC.
Get it up, Patrick.
See if I got it, Matt. You can go to NetLogger, and it will have your nets on there.
Patrick, I appreciate that. Yeah, I've used that software on a couple HF nets. Appreciate that. Mark, KQ4WHN, WG4MC, did you catch that, sir?
Net Logger. Got that written down. Going to start researching that when we get down here. Thank you for the information.
For the nets, there's one, the Centuries Club, that I've checked in a few times. Like I said, you can download that software, and it's definitely worth it, especially on the HF nets. Patrick said, I should have thought about that. Thank you so much, Patrick. But yeah, like I said, there's some software you can download for, especially like for the HF nets. I think you're just a tech right now. Is that correct?
But I've been setting for my general, and I've already got my HF rig picked out, my adult 2-meter band to replace the HT that I've got in my hand is coming in tomorrow from Giggle Parts. So I'm starting to build my ham shack, but trying to figure out all of the rest of it. But I'd love to have my general license done and confirmed before I eat the first bite of turkey on Thanksgiving.
Great, man. That's awesome. It sounds like you're getting the shack all put together and antennas. What rigs did you order for HF and your new one for VHF, UHF?
I went straight ICOM, mainly for the V-Star. It's the 2-meter. It's a the IE5300, and that's the mobile rig that I'm going to use as base until I have a good opportunity to hit the road and find a way to put it in the car, so that will be my first take on it. And then the HF rig, which I told myself I wasn't going to buy until I got the journal exam. Already got the antenna for it, but I got the ICOM 7300, I think it is, for the VHF rig. Hoping that we'll have a Black Friday sale before I need to order it, but I'm not going to put my bread on that one.
I like ICOM myself. Don't have any experience on the 5300. I'm on the 2730 right now, but I do have the 7300, and I do love it. It's so great, especially when you're starting out. Like I said, just jump on the net. If you need any help with it, just feel free to let me know.
The offer, I will absolutely need help, but I like to figure things out, and when it doesn't work and you two can't help me, I will certainly reach out.
Like I said, I'm good on QRZ. If you need something, just drop me an email, sir. Anything else this evening, sir, we can help you out with?
Tonight, but I'm sure I will come up with other questions, and I'm trying to get on here at least three or four nights a week if travel allows. So I'll keep my questions handy.
Mark, I appreciate it. Again, welcome to the hobby. And like I said, just jump on it. Like I said, just like you did tonight, like I said, sure, we'll try to do the best we can to get you answers. And like I said, you know, if you need anything, just reach out to us. But again, thank you so much, sir, and enjoy your travels. And again, sorry. Like I said, enjoy your travels and hope you have a safe travels. All right, WG Farm C, clear with KQ4 WHN. Looking for additional check-ins. We're in the big group, the whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you would like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control. Not freshly swept off is Mr. John, KN4, RJN, call WG4MC or Net Control.
W4GMC, a little problem with my button there. This is KN4RJN. Might also tell Mark to check out Repeater Book, repeaterbook.com. You can search repeaters just about everywhere and see what's available in wherever it is you happen to be going. And you know, just listen in and see if you can find a net. But did N0TR Tom happen to check in this evening?
Yes, sir, he did. He was like one of my first check-ins in the RF sessions, but go ahead and give him a shout real quick.
N0TR, this is KN4RJN. N0TR, this is KN4RJN. You in there, Tom? WG4MC, KN4RJN. I guess he's already popped out, but what's going on in your world, Matt? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yes, sir. It has been quite a while. Worked busy as usual, but that's always a good thing. Enjoyed the sweepstakes contest this weekend. That was nice. It's good to get back on the air and everything. So what's been going on in your world? I've missed your astrometric report. What's been going on in the universe with our solar system?
This is KN4RJN. I have no idea. I am 2 days post-op of a total hip replacement, and I feel like I've been hit by a truck. I know it will get better, but I am in six different kinds of pain and only two different types of pain relievers, so I thought I'd get on the air and see Tom. His wife is looking at one of those, too, and I was going to commiserate with her. it's like I came out of anesthesia and they asked me if I knew where I was at and I said Earth. That's got them a little concerned, and then I finally narrowed it down. But I'm hurting like you wouldn't believe. But other than that, you know, life is good. It only hurts when I sit or stand up or walk or breathe or blink my eyes or talk, or other than that, it's just great.
I hope you recover quickly and get out of that pain. I take it you did the same day surgery on that, correct? Outpatient thing.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I was home the same day, and the first day it wasn't too bad because all the wonderful pain meds they gave me there in the hospital hadn't worn off yet, and they sent me home with some stuff. But yesterday I think I might have overdone it a little bit, and I'm paying for it today. I've got shoes that I can just slip on, so I don't have to bend over to put them on. The problem is I can't get my foot up high enough to get my foot into the shoe. I have to kind of sneak up on it, but and I haven't been on the radio because my, you know, I'm doing EchoLink and my ham shack is upstairs, which is a very long flight of stairs, by the way, or seems like it. It takes me 10 minutes to walk from the living room to the kitchen to get a cup of coffee. And then I'm using a walker, so I have to get somebody else to carry the cup of coffee back to my chair. But yeah, it's, oh wow, it's there's pain and then there's, you know, pain, and I've got the second one. But if you don't keep laughing, you know, it'll drive you crazy. So I'm trying to do that. But other than that, you know, I'm just, you know, so happy I can't stand it. How about you?
WG Pharmacy. Well, it looks like Mr. Tom popped back in there. I said, I'll let you guys, Tom, he texted me to me and wanted to know if he could stick around after the net so y'all could, he wanted to commiserate with Elizabeth Bernice.
Okay, thanks, Matt. Yeah, I didn't know where you was at. Patrick sent me a text, CW over here. Not doing a very good job. But thanks, Matt, and I'll be standing by. And good evening to you, John. I'll listen for you after the net. It's Andrew O'Teal.
KN4RJN. Thanks, Tom. I'll talk to you here in a little bit. Back to you, net control.
KNWG4MC. Well, I understand that. John, again, I hope you have a speedy recovery. And I understand what you're saying. There's a pain, and then there's pain. And I've had people tell me that they haven't experienced that too much difficult with them, but so it shocked me a little bit. But again, I hope you recover quickly. And you have anything else for the net this evening, sir? I don't want to keep you too long.
This is KN4RJN. Well, as far as sun activity goes, I checked it the other day, and it looks, you know, the sun's still kicking up its heels and doing stuff, fairly high percentage of mild to moderate radio blackouts on the daylight side for the next several days or whatnot. So it's liable to be a little noisy if you've been experiencing that. It's the, you know, sun doing its thing. But and it doesn't look like it's going to calm down anytime soon. There's some pretty active spots on the backside that are rolling around back towards us. So if you go to Google Space Weather Woman, she's got a podcast she does every week, and space weather predictions and what's going on with the sun and radio and all that kind of stuff. She is a ham radio operator also, so. You might look at that and keep an eye up on that. And if you can't find the link, go to my QRZ page, and there's a link there to it. But other than that, Matt, you have a good evening. I'm back on out of here and wait for Net to get over and chat with Tom for a bit. So I'll say 73s, and this is KN4RJN, and I'm clear.
NWG Pharmacy, always a pleasure, and I wrote that down, Space Weather Woman. I'll have to check that out. It's nice to know a fellow ham was out there helping us with, especially with HF propagation. Again, I hope you have a speedy recovery, sir. All right, 7G4MC with the Blue Ridge Team of the Internet. Let's get another round of check-ins. Alpha 3 Zulu, Zulu 3 Alpha. We're in the whole entire alphabet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. See, with the Blue Ridge Team of the Internet, we'll go one more round of check-ins. Alpha 3 Zulu, Zulu 3 Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control. I'm seeing with the Blue Ridge Team Internet that on pause means we have everybody, so I'll stand by just a sec, and I'll send the old net report. See, now securing the Blue Ridge Team Internet with our thanks for everyone checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal AMG 73, and good night, WG4MC clear.
N0TR, KN4RJN. Tom?
Good to hear you, John. By golly, I asked Bernice what day he was having that on. I was wrong by one day, but I come pretty close. How you doing? How you feeling? And then tell me about this HF blackout. I didn't get all of that.
N0TR, KN4RJN. Yeah, I... Tom, I feel like I've been hit by a truck several times. and how I'm feeling, I can't express that over the radio in the language that I would like to use. So let's just say it. They gave me a pain reliever, Vicodin, and then they gave me a muscle relaxer. And the problem is the muscle relaxer knocks me out. So I sleep for about 4 hours, and then I wake up and I'm stiff because I haven't been moving around. And by that time, the pain reliever's worn off, and it's like it's a vicious cycle. And I think I overdid it yesterday. But yeah, I had the surgery on Tuesday, and I was feeling pretty good Wednesday, and I think I overdid it a little bit, and I'm paying for it now. So tell Bernice when she goes in for hers, you know, take it easy for for a few days. You know, move around as much as you can, but take it easy. And as far as the, let me go look at this here in just a second and see what's going on with the sun. I'll be right back.
John, well, I'm glad she didn't hear that part. She was over sewing on a pair of jeans for me. I'll be here, John. This is 0TR.
N0TR, KN4RJN. Yeah, it looks like we're going to have, get back to it here. Where'd it go? Here we go. About a 50% chance of a mild to moderate radio blackout over the next 3 days, so it's probably going to be a little bit noisy. About a 10% chance of anything greater than that. So sun's been kicking up its heels, and it's been pumping out flares and all that kind of happiness. And and it's probably going to be kind of noisy on the daylight side for probably the rest of the week and into next week, fit the way it's going. But other than that, yeah, it's not as bad as knee replacement. I've gone to physical therapy and I've seen guys coming out with knee replacements and heard them talking, and the knee's a little bit more complicated than the hip, so it's holding just a little bit more weight than the hip is. And that takes forever, but I think the last time it took me, you know, a couple, 3 months before I was, you know, walking anything resembling normal. And it's a slow process, but as my therapist said, time is on your side. It will just get better, you know, each day. You'll have some drawbacks every once in a while. I screwed up and did a little bit too much yesterday, and that's why I'm paying for it today. But, you know, do the exercises they tell you to do, and keep moving around. And worst thing to worry about is, you know, blood clots and pneumonia. And fortunately, they give you compression socks to help with that, and exercises to keep the blood flowing, and taking baby aspirin to keep your blood thin, and all that kind of happiness. So it's and my doctor's done this, I don't know, 1,000 times. He's the one who did my left hip, and he did the right hip. My side looks like somebody beat me with a ball bat. It's bruised. Oh, man, it is ugly, let me tell you. But other than that, you know, it's like, when is her surgery again, Tom?
John, it's December the 18th.
This is KN4RJN. Bernice, I'll be thinking about you on that day, 18th December. Let me write that down. Honey, I don't know how to tell you this, but it's, once you get past it, it'll be great, but it's the getting past it that's the hard part, you know. It's like climbing a steep hill. Once you get up there, it levels off. It's not too bad, but my left hip is, you know, I had that done a couple of years ago, and it's fine. I could run a marathon on my left hip if I could run on one leg. I went out yesterday to get the newspaper, and our driveway is a little bit of a slope uphill, and I thought I wasn't going to make it. And then I had to bend down and get the paper. It's like, oh, my God. But, yeah, just take it easy, do what they tell you, and take your meds, and make Tom do everything. Don't get up to, you know, make him do it all. Just get up, you know, walk laps in the house as much as you can, do the little exercises they give you to do, and just, you know, let him wait on you, because it's it hurts, Bernice. Let me tell you, it hurts.
About this, John, will you accept third party traffic?
Oh, of course I will. Go right ahead.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're doing good. Thanks for the information.
Yeah, tell her what you told me at first, how you felt.
This is KN4RJN. Bernice, I felt like I've been hit by a truck several times. and my hip looks like, I asked the doctor's assistant, his PA, I said, my bruises on my butt look like somebody's beat me with a ball bat. He says, no, it was a 5-pound sledge. Oh, okay, well, in that case. But yeah, I'm bruised pretty good, and once I get this bandage off, there'll be scar tissue there that is very thick and fibrous, and it takes that a while to finally, that scab finally to come off. But when it does, and you can finally look at yourself and say, wow, that looks a lot better than it did before, because it was ugly to start with. But yeah, just, it's going to hurt, honey. Just stay on your meds, do your exercises, and let Tom wait on you. I don't know what else to tell you.
Hey, Matt. She'll be well taken care of. No telling what our daughters will do. They always wind up here whenever I have surgery for something, John. But, wow, did they do it on the front side of your hip, like, you figured they would do, and did they staple it, or did they put stitches in there that dissolve, or just regular old catgut stuff?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, they came in through the front side, which is a whole lot better than coming in through the backside, because coming in through the backside, there's a whole lot of muscle and stuff you got to cut through, and the recovery is a lot longer. Coming in through the front side, it's the recovery is considerably shorter. As far as what they closed it up with, I have no idea, because there's a big bandage on it, and of course I was out at the time, so I don't know if there's staples in there or stitches or Elmer's glue or what they used, but and I won't find that out till I get back to the doctor and they take the bandage off, or at least change it. But and I'm going back to see him next week, but I've actually got some physical therapy tomorrow, and considering it's difficult for, I've got those Kizik's, you know, just slip-in shoes. They've got ties on them, but you don't have to reach over and tie them. You just leave them tied, and you just slip your feet in them. And Tom, I can't get my foot up high enough to get my, when I'm standing up, I can't get my foot high enough to get into the shoe without it hurting. And I can tell you, Bernice, you won't be cutting your own toenails or putting on your own socks for a while, because you can't get your foot up. You can't reach your foot. You can't get it to rotate up far enough to get them on. I was still having my wife put my socks on for me, I think a month and a half after the surgery. I couldn't quite get it up there. But it eventually worked its way out, and like I said, my left hip is doing just fine. You know, that I did that one, a couple of years ago, I guess it was. And it doesn't hurt at all, and it's wonderful. The right hip is a whole other story. Like I said, he took a 5-pound sledge and beat me to death with it, but or at least I think he did. Either that, or he ran over me with a steamroller. But once you get past that part, you know, everything else is just gravy.
They are. Well, John, I don't know if you helped things or not. But I'll tell you this much. She's got a tremendous high threshold of pain. She was sitting over here in the chair one night earlier this year, and she said, my stomach's upset a little. And I ran up and got her a couple of Tums for the tummy, and I come back down and said, that do any good? Well, no. I said, well, what's your pain level now? Oh, about an 8. I said, you'd be screaming at an 8. Well, maybe I should be. But she doesn't. But I went upstairs and had her lay down, and I tapped her right below that right rib cage, which everyone in my family's had their gallbladder out for the most part. And she about come off the bed, and I ran her to the emergency room, and was it the next day or the next day? They took her gallbladder out, because I knew what it was, and her liver enzymes were skyrocketing. But my younger daughter, Amy, same way, and she with the pain, but maybe not quite as good as Bernice, but I hope that helps out some, John. And, well, I'm glad you got it done, and they do use super glue there, And I will say, the last year I worked was in a hospital, and I had to go in the operating room and do simple tasks, you know, like change those big lights up above the operating table, stuff like that. And I'd be standing outside the operating room when it was busy, and that's what it sounded like, about a 12-pound sledge, and then the saws.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, fortunately I wasn't I wasn't conscious for any of that, but they gave me a spinal tap and then a mild sedative to put me out, and I don't, when I come out of those quote mild sedatives, I don't even know what planet I'm on. Nine times out of ten, she's looking at me, she says, "Do you know your name?" And I had to stop and think. Yeah, I think I do. I've heard it before. Do you know where you're at, Earth? I think. But yeah, it was a fun experience, let me tell you. But yeah, it. All I can say, Bernice, is it will get better, and it'll be, you know, and you'll be glad you had it done. The pain that you're experiencing in your hip right now, that will eventually go away. And like I said, my left hip is doesn't feel any different now than it did when I was 20. I mean, I can do all kinds of things with it, but the right hip is a little that's a whole other story.
This is NGRLTR, KN4RG. Well, that's great, John. I lost my train of thought there, and I even turned the TV off. I'm watching the DX cluster there. I know what it was. I've never had a spinal tap, and they wanted to do one on me once, and I won't tell you what for, but it was surgical. But way back when I was in my early 20s, and I was bleeding, but I made them get an anesthesiologist, and they weren't a bit happy with me. But how do they do those? Do they just give you, lay you on your side and paralyze you from the waist down? I've heard something like that.
This is KN4RGN. I have no idea, Tom. I was unconscious at the time. they gave me the sedative before, and they put that in through an IV, and I remember them putting the IV in, and then I don't even remember them wheeling me out of my room into the operating room. So I have no idea what they did. Whatever they did, I assume they did it correctly. everything's still attached. Hurts like I'll get out, but it's, you know, everything's still attached. I don't hear any popping or clicking or anything like that going on. So, so I have no idea. I've got pictures. They took the X-ray after the surgery, you know, sometime later to look at it. And it's the X-ray with this big metal thing where your hip used to be is kind of impressive. But wow, they got all that in there. But from videos I've seen on the thing, basically they slice you open, they pull your hip out, they disconnect it, pull the ball out, and then they chop the ball part off down a certain distance, bore a hole into the leg bone, and then pound this titanium ball socket down in there until that's good and tight. And they do use a sledgehammer or something similar. And then they go in and ream out the socket and put a plastic cup in, or I guess it's a metal cup, and then a plastic liner on it, and then stick it all back together and check for fit and all that kind of stuff and sew you back up, and away you go. The whole thing took, I think he said, about 90 minutes, about an hour and a half. So watching the video is, don't watch the video. just don't. You don't want to know.
They call it a hip joint school, joint camp. I don't know if you went to that or not. That's probably where the video was, wasn't it, John?
This is KN4RGN. I've just seen videos of it online when I first started having problems with my left hip. I went and searched out videos to see what they did, and I thought, oh my God. That's like, oh, that's going to hurt. But yeah, don't watch the video. just go in, let them give you the sedative, put you out, and when it's all said and done, and you come out of it, you'll still be on the meds they gave you in the operating room, and you'll be able to walk around the hospital a little bit. They had me said, how many steps is it to get into your house? And coming in through the garage is like 2 or 3 steps. So they got a little step thing there to get up and see if you can do that without falling down, and then walk you around a little bit and lift your leg and do this and that and the other, a few other things. But and once they've decided that you can you can navigate on your own, and Karen went and got the car, and they wheeled me out in a wheelchair, and I got in the car, and they brought me home, and I took a muscle relaxer and slept for 4 hours. Woke up, and the pain meds had worn off, so I took a pain med and took another muscle relaxer and slept another 4 hours. it's a vicious cycle. But I'm getting better. Just today was rough because I overdid it yesterday. I thought I was doing all right, and I thought, I'm gonna recover on this one quicker. And then my body said, "No, you idiot! You're 70 years old. You're not gonna recover that fast." So something I've learned a long time ago, Tom, is you don't bounce near as well in your 70s as you did when you were in your 20s. So what can I say? Back to you, sir.
I agree with that totally. There's no question about it. Well, what do you call overdoing it? So Bernice can hear that. She's standing here listening, and then maybe she won't do that. But I wouldn't bet on it. But we are happy that it's during the winter. That way, when spring comes, she can be out in the garden, right, Mom?
This is KN4RJN. Well, I should have been on the walker all day. I've got a walker, and then I've got a cane, and I was doing real well with the walker, and the walker's kind of, clumsy getting around, turning corners and whatnot. I thought, I'm doing all right. I don't think I'll just switch over to the cane. Well, that was a mistake. And and I was going, I came up to my office, came up the steps, and then back down the steps, and was, walking around probably more than I probably should have, and doing things I probably shouldn't have done. bending over is a real ordeal, and getting into bed is a real ordeal. The problem is lifting, the leg up into the bed, so I have to have my, I'll get my butt on the bed and get my left leg on the bed. And then she has to come over and pick up my right leg and slide it over. On the bright side, I've got a cat that likes to sleep when I'm in, sitting on the love seat, likes to come up and sleep right on that spot. And that warmth does wonders for it. And I've been putting ice on it, but you want to put heat on it sometimes too. And that cat will come and lay right there. The only problem is while the cat is walking to that spot, all the pressure of the cat, all 5 pounds of her, is pushing right on that, and it's like, don't do that, and then, sit down. Finally, the cat will sit down and nestle in, and she'll stay there for quite a while, and that helps warm it up. My deck faces south, and when it's sunny, I've got a couple of rocking chairs out there, and those chairs get warm, really warm when it's sunny, and I'll go out and sit down there and let the heat of that kind of soak in, and that helps a lot, too. But, don't go running any marathons anytime soon, and I would stay off the dance floor for a while, too.
I heard a beep in there. I thought you were going to time it out. I don't know if they're still in that mode or not. Probably not. Oh, shoot. Well, John, we really appreciate all the good information.
This is KN4RJN. Tom, can I give you a phone number? I'd like you to give me a call when Bernice gets home and see how she's doing.
Yes, sir. Shoot, John.
This is KN4RJN. The number is 864-958-1636. I'll say again, 864-958-1636. Yeah, give me a call when she gets home, when you get a chance. I know you'll be busy, but let me know how she's doing.
John, she's awful precious to me, I'll tell you, just as much as you are to your wife. And I'm beat up, and years old, and I can't lift much over about 10 pounds, so it'll be a challenge. But we'll get her done, as Larry the cable guy says. And she's writing that down. Don't use a pen. We'll get her raised that way. And we really deeply appreciate all the information. Now, tell me about this blackout again. I was noticing tonight, I was seeing these stations posted, and I'm not hearing them. Last night, I was hearing all over the place. But I know the sunspots, I just checked on them and, a while ago, and they had fell from way up there, 200 and something, almost 300 at one time, not long ago in this cycle 25. But now they're down around 100, I don't know, 180 or so.
This is KN4, and yeah, well, it should only affect, you know, in the mild to moderate range, and even in the strong range, it should only affect the sunlit side of the Earth. So at nighttime, it shouldn't, because, you know, the sun's not getting to us, and all that stuff goes around us. If it gets really, really severe, it can sometimes affect nighttime propagation, but usually it's just the sunlit side. So if you're having difficulties with nighttime transmission, it must have been something else. I don't think it was the sun, but yeah, there's a number of active regions that are just going, and some of them have, you know, coalesced into one, and they go around on the backside, and they've actually got a solar orbiter that can take pictures on the backside and see stuff on the backside that's coming around to us. And yeah, if you go check out Space Weather Woman's podcast, you can see what her predictions are for the next, you know, week or so, and she shows pictures and shows the radio blackouts and different stuff. She's got all kinds of things going on there, but yeah, check that out. There's a link off my QRZ page if you can't find it, but yeah, take a look at that and see what's going on there. Back to you.
Turn the radio back on over here. I had the sound down, and well, I'm hearing the Galapagos just fine on upper sideband, so I guess they're starting to come in now on 20. I didn't hear anything on 15, but it's pretty late in the evening for that. Let me turn that back down. I do 99% CW, but yeah, it's got the big turtles and all of that stuff on QRZ. I was trying to see another CW station here and see if it was coming in. 7031. I'll bet that's that FT8. You gotta know what the frequencies are nowadays because, well, there's one in Japan. I worked Japan the other night, 24/9/11. No, he just worked a guy in Fox Whiskey. That sounds like Wallace and Petuna or something. I don't know. Let me enter that in 24/9/11 CW. No joy on 12 meters, which I'm not surprised at that. 9/07/031. Enter. And I'm not hearing. Not here in Finland either, and usually that's pretty easy. He's listed there, and I don't know if he's the computer stuff or not. I don't know. No, I just don't hear him. Well, it's just the propagation ain't quite as good tonight, John, but yeah, I'd like to see that website. Here's one here that's usually easy, 7026.5, enter 070265. Yeah, that's Moro in Italy. So I'm wrong, and you're quite correct.
This is KN4RJN. Well, I've got just a little 2-meter rig here, so I do most of my stuff on Echolink anyway. And Echolink, I can talk to just about anybody in the world as it is. But there's a number of nets that There's one called the Dewdrop Inn, and they run nets all the time. And there's one out of Alaska. I've talked to him a few times. Net that runs out of Alaska, and he's talking to people in, you know, Wisconsin, California, Florida, and whatnot. I don't know if several years ago, back when I was still down in South Carolina and doing the net control for this net, we had a couple of guys hook in via Echolink from the Philippines, and they popped in, you know, two or three times there for a while. But yeah, do you do any Echolink stuff?